As I'm praying and after Pastor Al asked me to share message today, I felt, as I'm reading in Isaiah, I felt a word that came to me that I'm supposed to share with you. So it's from one verse from Isaiah 3 and another verse from Isaiah 4. Before we start, I would like to by the power invested in me, to welcome the new couple. for the first time in our eyes. This is the only power in this. This is my limit to welcome them. Okay, so welcome. We're so happy that you're here. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Look at this. Look what you did. Okay. I'm going to start with the bad news. In Isaiah 3, it's bad news. But hopefully, we go to the good news. Okay? So, what happened with the Israelites is that they became good. They have silver, they have gold, they are okay, but they have too much, and they strayed away from God, and the blessing that they had turned into actually a curse, because they took all this silver and gold and they worshipped those things, yeah. So they became under God's judgment. And in verse 6, this is the situation for men in Israel. And in Isaiah 4:1, we will see the situation or how the ladies are in Israel. So the verse in Isaiah 3, verse 6, describe men in Israel. It says, a man will seize one of his brothers in his father's house and say, you have a cloak, right? A garment or
clothing.
Yeah, cloak. You have clothing. That means the rest, maybe they don't. Yeah? You have clothing. This is the only thing that يعني بترشحه إنه هو يكون leader. Nominate him to be the leader. The only thing that he has and other don't is that he has clothing. Okay? So you have cloak. You are our leader. Take charge of this heap of ruins. So the men are lost. Are without leader. The man, because of the sin, because of they worshipped another god, they got strayed away. They are lost, without leader, and they are trying to find a leader. And you know who's the best of us can lead us. And they found a man that has a clothes, and you're the best because you have clothes. You are covered. And come and become our leader. They are looking for three things. They are looking for someone to guide them. They are looking for someone to guide them in this situation. Guidance means a person who advises, a person who shows the way, a person who helps others to make a decision. To give them an opinion, to make a decision. They are looking for guidance. Have you been lost before? As you're driving? Have you been lost? Oh, so many times. Yeah? And you, for sure, now you can ask Siri. Siri, where I am? I need to go home. Yeah? Before, I asked Dina. Before I had... Dina, we are in this shopping center. I don't know how to go home. She knows everything. So, you remember... When we moved here, guidance. I need guidance. We need guidance. We need guidance. Those men are so lost. And they need someone just to show them the way. To make a decision. To make the most important thing in their life. Most important decision in their life. To see their way back to God. You lead us because we are lost. I'm not going to ask you, have you been lost before spiritually? Yes, we are. Yes, we were. And the only way, as you shared, is to go back, is to see the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus answered in John 14:6, and Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father without coming close to me, without knowing me, without seeking my leadership, seeking my guidance. It's very easy for us men to make decisions. But sometimes we make decisions without Jesus. Because we see, yeah, I'm the man of the house. I will make this decision. And sometimes we mess it up. A lot of times, we mess it up. We need Jesus. We need Jesus to show us the way. Okay, second thing they are seeking in this leader. They are seeking a man or a leader to restore things. They said, come, lead us, become our leader, and be in charge of this heap of ruins. Okay. Heap of ruins, that means something was built and collapsed, right? Something beautiful was built and now it's collapsed. And if we're talking about heap of ruins, that means it was huge. You remember when the two towers fall down? You remember how big was the pile or the heap of ruins? It took them like a year or something or more just to remove the ruins. Something was beautiful but got destroyed. And now we're looking for a leader to do what? To restore. A leader to build, to rebuild what have been destroyed. Restore is to bring back. Restore is to put things in the order that it was before. When I go to the kitchen to do a cup of tea, somehow forks becomes in the place of knives, and you know everything. Everything is mixed. The biggest mistake Rola makes if she tell me to empty the dishwasher. She will be lost, and she will need guidance after this. Yeah, because it's not the right place. She knows everything. I'm sure you will. God bless you. You know, have fun. It's just restoring is to put everything in the order that it was before. Restoration. And this is the men in Jerusalem are looking for someone to restore, to rebuild, because everything is destroyed. I remembered the biggest operation of restoration happened in the history of the Israelites when Nehemiah came and he started to rebuild, right? To rebuild the walls and to rebuild the doors. But they started, as Fawaz shared, they started with reading what? The Word of God. They started by reading the Word of God, And then they started to rebuild. And there is like a, maybe I shared it with you before. There is a one word in Nehemiah struck me. It was very powerful when the high priest, his name was, you remember? The high priest's name was Eliashib. I don't know what's in English. Eliashib means God will restore. It's three Eliashib. Eliashib. El, God. Ya, will. Sheep. It's rooted, the roots of this verb is shop, which is restore. God will restore. The high priest's name was Eliashib. That's perfect, the perfect time of a high priest to be in this time of rebuilding, of restoring, of it's based on God will restore. And it was restored. And it was restored. Those men are looking for someone to lead them in restoration. Restoration. Restoration of something that was big and collapsed. But you know, there is hope in God. There is hope in God. In Acts 15:16, after this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. It's ruined. I will rebuild and I will restore it. He promised. It's written that I will come and rebuild the fallen tent of David. Amen. The tent of worship, the tent of praise, the tent of reading the word of God, the tent of giving sacrifice, offering. I will rebuild this in your life. Amen. Amen. I will rebuild this. I will restore this in your life. Third thing that they are looking for is cover. Is cover. They are looking for first, what? Guidance. Guidance. Second, they are looking for leader to do what? To restore. Third, they are looking for a cover. You're the only one have clothes. We feel naked. We feel that we are not protected. We are not covered. Covered, yeah? Now we feel not protected. Okay? Psalm 32, 1-5. Blessed is the one whose are forgiven, whose sins are what? Covered. The thing that they live they don't only feel naked because of they don't have clothes. They feel naked because they feel shame, sin. They don't feel that they are covered. They are covered. And the Bible promises that this is the most blessing that you receive is to be covered. And Jesus promised that He will cover us. He will cover us with His blood. And His blood covers multitude of sin. No matter. You worshipped another God? You worshipped another God? Come back. You will be covered. This sin will be covered. Will be covered. You can read from Psalms 32, 1-5. The ladies, the situation, their status in Isaiah 4, it says this, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, okay, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. So seven, يعني, imagine this. A man is going like in the street. Seven women comes and say, take me, take me. You're not gonna do anything for me. I will eat my bread. You're not gonna spend any money. I will eat my bread. I'll provide myself. I will wear my clothes. I'm not gonna. In Egypt, we were gonna. I just need her. I don't need anything from you. Yeah. This lady, those seven ladies are so desperate. Desperate for what? Two things. Desperate for belonging, to be belongs to someone. Desperate that someone's name is called on me. That I belong to someone. By belonging, I mean that she needs to feel that she is replaced in a place, in a right position. She is in the right place. Belonging, not only she's married or not, but she's in the right place. Now they feel that I'm, again, like man, I'm lost. I don't feel that I belong. I need you. I'm not going to cost you anything. Just let your name to be called on me. I need to belong to someone. I need to feel that I'm part of a family or a group. And what happens when we don't feel that we belong, we try to fit ourselves in a wrong place. Have you ever heard, I'm sure you heard this, saying, he was in the wrong place, wrong in the wrong time, right? And they put themselves in a bad situation, yeah? End up in prison, killing someone, or being killed, or whatever. Wrong place in the wrong time. This is exactly the feeling of the woman in this time. That they feel that they don't belong, and they want to be part of something. Yeah? This is why this desperation, take us, we're not gonna charge you anything, take us. In 2 Thessalonians, yes, it's very hard. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, okay, and you in him. So the name of the Lord will be called in you, and not only called in you, I pray, this is what Paul is praying, that I pray that the name of the Lord not only be called in you, but to be what? Glorified. Not only that, he belongs to Jesus. No, he belongs to Jesus, and Jesus is using him to do great things. Say amen, ladies. Say amen. Yeah? To do great things. Because you belong to the King of Kings. I like the idea that Fawaz was trying to do, is that we belong to Savior. What else? We belong to a Redeemer. What else? So tell me, in a loud voice, to a Father. We belong to a Father. What else?
Best friend.
Don't wait for me. Just say it. What else?
Healer.
Come on. Amen. King. Creator. We belong to a Savior. We belong to Master. We belong to King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We belong to a Redeemer. Not only a Redeemer, a life Redeemer. Means that he still redeems, and he will redeem forever. No matter what you do, ladies, He will redeem. You belong to a Redeemer.
Yes.
To a Creator. You belong to a Father. You belong to a Father that wants to be very happy, wants to be happy with his daughter. You belong. Don't go to the wrong place. Don't go to the wrong place in the wrong time. Just stay in Jesus. Just stay in Jesus. Belong to him. Submit yourself to him. Amen. Not only that, but his name will be glorified. Everyone will see you. What's different about her? What's different about her? She's different because the name of the Lord is called on you. Amen. She's looking, they are looking for to belong to someone, for belonging to someone, and looking for being fruitful. At that time, and we know the stories from the Bible, if you don't have children, this is the most disgrace you can have in this community, in this culture. Yeah? Even like in my life, in my time, if a lady doesn't have kids, this is like, it's not good, and you know, maybe something wrong with her, or so. Yeah? So it's disgrace for this one. Now they are looking for someone to make them fruitful. In Genesis 16:4, you remember what happened when Sarah asked Abraham to have Hagar, her maid, as a wife. And when she got pregnant, she looked at her mistress in disgrace, and like, who are you? I have the baby now. You know? And those ladies, they know the stories. We will be ashamed. We will carry the shame of not being fruitful. Not only that. In 1 Samuel, this is a wonderful story of Hannah. 1 Samuel 1:6. And it say, you know the stories about Hannah eating and her husband's wife, other wife, got pregnant and she has kids, you know? She's fruitful. And every time she, the Bible says what? Treated her what? Provoking. Every time she provoked her. You know what's provoking? When you have something that like very sensitive area in your life, and someone says something very simple, you got provoked, right? But this Hannah doesn't rage or being angry. It goes into a deep sadness, crying, and you know, until she goes to the house of the Lord and pray and weep, and the high priest see her. He thought that she's a drunk. But no, I'm not drunk. I'm just bitter. I'm sad. I'm praying to the Lord. And when he discovered that, just broke it. Break it. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's your phone.
Yeah, I know. I know, just break it. And when I'm coming. When he sees her like this and knows that she's praying, and he says, God will give you the desire of your heart. And by the end of the chapter, she has the desire of her heart. She feels now, I'm fruitful. Those ladies, they know the stories. They know the testimonies. They know that I need to be fruitful. And the only way to be fruitful is someone that can take me. And we have a problem. Not enough men for every woman. What do we do? We will feed ourselves. We will close ourselves. But take us. And remove what? Some translations say our shame. Remove. We cannot handle this anymore. We cannot handle this anymore. This is because of sin in this time. Men are feeling totally uncovered and lost. But God is promising us that He will teach us. He will guide us. He promised when He's lifted to heaven, He said, I will go now, but I will send you. Someone will guide you, will teach you. Yes, comfort you. The Holy Spirit. Amen? Ladies, you feel that you're not belonging. You belong to the family of God. You belong to the family of the Lord. You belong to Jesus. You belong. Don't let any lie come to your mind or heart. You're gonna be this. No, you belong to the Father, to the great Father. When we decided to get married, I had 7 pounds in my pocket.
Hallelujah.
7. You'd had 4? I was richer. But maybe in your time, 4 was more, because your time is way, way back. Just, let's talk outside. So I had 7 pounds. And we were talking, me and Rola in Lebanon. How are we going to make it? How are we going to make it? 7 pounds. And I remember very well. We were in a restaurant. And I remember very well. The word said, that came to me, your father. She was sharing with me that. She was sharing with me that her father used to do this and this, and I'm not gonna to go to the details more. Do this and this and this and this. But he's dead now. Go out. I remember very well. God said, I felt a word that says, yeah, your father is passed away, but your heavenly father wants to be happy with you as a daughter, and he will provide everything. After we finished our marriage and our honeymoon and everything, we looked at the things that we spend. It was $11,000. That was like 7 pounds and $11,000. It doesn't fit, yeah? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And we're not from rich families. It's just... Do you want more details about her? I don't think about me. I belong to Beit al-Assis now. I'm going to sleep there. I belong to the streets now. No, I'm just kidding. The thing I'm saying, I'm trying to say, is that you belong. You belong to the Father. You belong to the family of God. You belong to the family of God. And you are fruitful. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. Amen? Amen? Let's pray together. Perish. I don't know what's the heap of ruins in your life, but you can see it. You can see it. And you don't know what to do with it. You know, God wants to come and to be charged in your ruins. God wants to take those ruins and rebuild again. Just say amen in your heart and He will come. Just say amen in your heart and He will come. I can feel it. I can feel it. I believe it. I believe it. Whatever is been stolen from you, God will restore. God will put it again to order, to original order. You feel lost? The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit will take over and will guide you. Will guide you. He is your guide, your teacher. Hallelujah. 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 He will provide because He's your Father. He's Father. He is the Creator, so He will make you fruitful. He is the Creator. He can speak now in your life, over your life. By a word from His mouth, things will be created for you. New things will be created. And you know what? No matter where you are, even if you are in a desert, it says that He will make new ways in the desert, in the wilderness. He will bring you springs of water, rivers of water. Even if you are dry, in a dry land, He is the Creator. You belong to a Creator. We belong to a Creator. Can speak now. He can speak now over your life, over my life, and create new things. Bring you back to the way, to the life, to the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that will cover us and cover and remove our shame. And will remove our shame. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We come to the cross and we know that mercy will flow. Grace will flow. Righteous will flow. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.